whether you play well or that, or you play like crap, that you, and that I still love you no matter what. And that in itself is powerful, and it's in every single right. Because the first love that a woman knows and should know should be from her father. And I hope and sincerely hope and pray that all four of his daughters, and for baby Capri, who will grow up never knowing, truly knowing her father, and that part hurts on a human level. It really does. And I hope that the other three knew and saw just how much Kobe loved his kids. And that to me is really what hits me. And it hits home to feel the love of your parents no matter what happens, no matter what goes on. That in itself is the most powerful feeling that you can ask for. Coming up next, it's now 11:01. This is officially the start of the second hour of the Shukri Wright Show. We're here with you until 1 o'clock today. At 12:30, we're going to have sports writer and award-winning author Gerald Hoover join us at 12:30 to talk about Kobe, and as well as the impact in Los Angeles, as it's now been 2 days since his death. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss Freeform Radio.
Hey everyone, I'm Skylar.
Thank you. And it's thank you. It's amazing to be standing here alongside Abby and Peyton. And you know, Abby decided to retire after a compelling World Cup victory. And Peyton hung up his cleats after yet another Super Bowl win. And so for me, you know, I tend to do things a little differently. So I felt an impressive 17 for 65 season would be a bold statement to wrap up my 20-year career. In all seriousness, I have a lot of respect for these two, and we grew up in our sports together, and I know the sacrifices that went along with standing here today. And we're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, I actually paid attention one time in class, and he said, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor and acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle. Thank you to my wonderful family, my wife, our daughter, Natalia and Gianna, and thank you guys. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're continuing with the Kobe Bryant tribute show. Hour number two, we're here with you until one. That last clip was Kobe Bryant's ESPY's Icon Award speech from July of 2016. That was from July of 2016, the speech that he gave shortly after his retirement from the NBA in April of 2016. And the one thing that really stands out, and he mentioned this, excuse me, in which that he said that I hope that I would be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of great players, and that in more ways than one, he did. Without question, he did. And one of the things that he has done in inspiring me was maximizing the most of the God-given talent that he has had and ran with it. Not just ran with it, but used it to fuel his greatness. And he used it to better himself. He used it to become great. Eric Thomas is a motivational speaker, well known. And there's a quote that he said, and he's used this in one of his videos. And he says, quote, "Be phenomenal or be forgotten." And if there's one thing that I know for sure, and sitting here right now in this studio, in this chair here at WMFO, is that Kobe Bryant was phenomenal. And he sure as well will never be forgotten. Never. Call into the show. The lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And there's a quote that he said in that clip, in which that he points out something that his English teacher said, in which that he said, quote, rest in the end, never in the middle. And I thought to myself, that was really, and I do mean really, so powerful. And as part of the legacy and the greatness of Kobe Bryant in terms of his accomplishment on the basketball court, was that he talked about it in the clip. Because of the 4 a.m. It wasn't because of the talent that we had. The 4 a.m., getting up at 4 a.m., the 2-a-days, or even sometimes the 5-a-days. The ability to push himself, to push yourself, when your body says, no, I don't have it, but you mentally push yourself and you will yourself to get to that next level. That in itself is not only inspiring, but it's a reminder that if we want to get to where we want to be, you have to be willing to get up and grind. You have to be willing to get up and make that sacrifice. That there, and I am sure as I sit here, that there are days that his body was like, nah, man, I just want to rest. No. Kobe, I'm sure, even on those days said, no, let's go. We have work to do. And that in itself is amazing in its own right. Because, one, your strength does not come from when things are easy. Your strength comes from when the going gets tough and you're faced with uncertainty, but yet somehow, some way, you try and you work hard to push yourself through, knowing that at the end, you will reap the reward of your hard labor. And one of the great lessons of Kobe Bryant, in which he has imparted on its all, is that greatness doesn't come easily. It is expensive. This is not a quote that Kobe said, but through his actions. That greatness does not come cheap. You have to work. You have to get up and earn. You have to earn your keeps. And the thing that has inspired me in regards to Kobe is that you have a dream. You have a goal. You have to protect that dream. You don't let anyone tell you what you can or what you can't do. You don't let anyone make that determination for you. And his impact has reached so many people. So many people across the world in different sports. And this is an example of exactly what I'm talking about, in which Joker Nole, he gave and he paid a tribute at the Australian Open to his late friend and mentor Kobe Bryant, and this is what he had to say after he had wrapped up his match. Take a listen.
Been a tough 34 hours in the sports world. Obviously, with the death of Kobe Bryant, I notice you are paying tribute, and I'm sure you have something to say right now about him.
I mean, I don't know what we could say, you know. It really caught us by surprise, you know, and, you know, he was one of the greatest athletes of all time. He inspired myself and many other people around the world. And I had that fortune to have a personal relationship with him over the last 10 years. And when I needed some advice and some support, you know, he was there for me. He was my mentor, my friend. And it's just heartbreaking to see and to hear what has happened to him and his daughter. It's unbelievable.
That was Joaquin Nole at the Australian Open paying tribute to Kobe Bryant. And his impact on people has been very far and wide. And one of the things that has really struck me is that in all of this, that they're really the impact that he's had and the reach that he's had in his interactions with those who have been fortunate enough to have met him have been absolutely genuine. And one of the examples of that, and this is so many of them, and I'm not just pinpointing as to, oh, this one is the most, but there's one that really comes to mind, in which that I was really taken aback. And this is Jimmy Fallon on a Jimmy Fallon show, in which that he paid tribute to Kobe Bryant on Fallon Tonight. And this is what he had to say.
The world was heartbroken yesterday by a helicopter accident in Los Angeles that claimed the lives of 9 people, including that of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. Kobe was such a life force, so strong and creative and inspired, that in my head I thought that he was going to live forever. I met Kobe when he was 17 and I was 21. He was a rookie on the Lakers and I was just starting out in the comedy scene in LA. We were at a party and we didn't know anyone at the party, so we just started talking and I said, like, hey, what do you do? And he goes, I play basketball. I go, where? And he goes, for the Lakers. I go, wow. He goes, what do you do? I go, I'm a stand-up comic. We just got along, we hit it off, started talking. He was telling me he was into poetry and I met his sister, she was there. And so then the guy that was having the party said, hey guys, who wants to make a beer run? And Kobe wasn't drinking, he was 17. So he goes, I'll do it. He goes, Jimmy, you want to come? So I go, okay. So I get in the car, it's me and Kobe Bryant, and he's brand new in LA, and me too, I didn't know LA at all. And we drive down Sunset Boulevard to this place called Pink Dot. It looked like a 7-Eleven. I thought it was a 7-Eleven. You pulled in, but it wasn't a 7-Eleven. Anyway, so I go in, and I open the door, and it's locked, and the guy goes, sorry, I can't sell you anything. And I go, we just want to get some beer right there. And he goes, yeah, I can't do that. And I go, but just real quick, we know what it is. It's just there. And he goes, yeah, that's not how the way this place works. We're delivery only. We're not allowed to sell things. And I go, okay. And then Kobe takes out his ID and he puts it up against the glass and he goes, I'm a Laker. And the guy opened the door and we walked out with 5 cases of beer and we saved the party. So we saved the party, we said goodnight, and of course, Kobe went on to become a legend. 5 NBA titles, 2 Olympic gold medals, 18 All-Star appearances, one of the most brilliant and most respected players in NBA history. And when we'd run into each other over the years, we'd laugh about that night that we first met. We'd laugh at all the good things that had happened since. And we'd laugh about how much fun it was to raise kids and all the stupid mistakes we made trying to figure out how to be good dads. And Kobe had 4 daughters, and I had 2 daughters. And today, he and one of his girls are gone. But I think I knew Kobe enough to know that he rose to any challenge by digging deeper and getting back to work. So let's honor Kobe, Gianna, and the other lives that were lost yesterday by following his example. Love your family, love your teammates, and outwork everyone else in the gym. To Vanessa and all those affected by this tragedy, we love you and we'll always be there for all of you. Kobe, when we meet again, we're going on a beer run.
That was Jimmy Fallon on Fallon Tonight. Wow. That in itself was everything that you needed to know in terms of the impact that he's made on so many people, on whether they were famous or not famous, whether they seemed to be quote unquote significant or not. But the way that he from all accounts that he's treated people, and that he's how he's helped people far and wide, and the impact in which that he's had on so many people, whether it's in the sports world or even in the entertainment business, without question, his impact really goes far and wide. I'm going to take a break. And when we return, we're going to continue the tribute and discussion of about Kobe Bryant and some more thoughts from the people who paid tribute to him on their platforms. That and much more, plus your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. You're listening to The Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
take to the court tonight to play basketball. While their minds will be on the task at hand, their hearts will understandably be elsewhere. Just 25 days after the NBA world said goodbye to one of its pioneering spirits, it has tragically and much too suddenly lost one of its most passionate players. We speak often about generational talents, but the greatness that emanated from Kobe Bryant was more than can be confined by a single time frame. As competitive a player as the game has seen, he willingly accepted and embraced the role of villain, heartbreaker, and spoiler for the opposition and their fans because he knew they were there with these goals in mind, to see him and to beat him. Most often, they could not delight in the latter. At the height of what was a fierce but relatively short-lived rivalry with this franchise, Kobe Bryant was the incredible adversary.
Into Bryant with 7-10 left. He puts it up. He hit it. And the Lakers have won the game. He did it again. Amazing. Kobe has just won it for the Lakers.
Over time, his perspiration would become their inspiration. Foes became teammates, and peers eventually shared a podium. Though he will be immortalized in Springfield later this year, there has not been time enough yet to contemplate the full breadth of his legacy, what it will be, what it might have been. Competitor. Champion. Olympian. 20-year career seems not long enough. 41 years, a life cut far too soon. We don't always get to say goodbye on our terms, but we can pay our respects. You gave the game everything. Forgive us for wanting more.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. That was amazingly said by Jason Jackson, the TV host and courtside reporter for the Miami Heat, and that was courtesy of Fox Sports Sun, sister regional network of Fox Sports Florida, the TV home of the Miami Heat. That is Fox Sports Sun with that tribute to Kobe Bryant, and Jason Jackson beautifully paying tribute to Kobe Bryant, as this is the Kobe Bryant tribute show. And as I try my hardest and my absolute best to pay tribute to a man who has meant so much to so many people, whose life ended oh so suddenly, and I don't know if I even have enough words to even put everything all together. And I have to give credit to New York, because last night they did something that was absolutely amazing. And they deserve all of the adulation and the respect in the world for it. They lit the Empire State Building in Lakers purple and gold. And if you may remember, on Sunday night, Madison Square Garden was lit up in purple and gold outside the arena. But last night, the Empire State Building took part in lighting the building purple and gold. And that in itself is truly an amazing salute to a legend. And I don't think a legend even really remotely begins to describe what Kobe Bryant truly is and truly was. And that and to even speak of him in past tense at this point is just unbelievable. Again, as a reminder, we're going to have veteran and award-winning sports writer and author Gerald Hoover. He'll join us at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 9:30 a.m. Pacific on the Shukri Wright Show. I will interview him and talk to him about Kobe Bryant and his impact in Los Angeles, his memory of covering and discussing Kobe Bryant and his works. And I look forward to having that conversation and so forth with him. And I'll tell you what, there is absolutely an overwhelming flow of love that goes out to him and as well as the family of Coach Adebeli and to all of the victims who perished in the helicopter crash. And another touching moment, or I should say action, that New York did, and being someone who is from New York, born and raised, who now calls Boston home, those that know New York know that 42nd Street, Bryant Park, is one of the go-to spots in New York in terms of public parks to visit, especially now during the winter. But someone came up with the amazing idea to put tape above a sign, a part of, I believe what it says underneath it, it says Fifth Avenue, Bryant Park. But someone put up a tape that has Kobe Bryant Park in an attempt to rename the park after the late Kobe Bryant. There was a couple of tweets that were sent out that I'm going to read to you, one by Cristiano Ronaldo and one by Leo Messi, two of the very greatest sports icons in the world, especially soccer. Cristiano Ronaldo tweeted out, quote, "So sad to hear about the heartbreaking news of the deaths of Kobe and his daughter Gianna. Kobe was a true legend and inspiration to so many. Sending my condolences to his family, his friends, and the families of all of those who lost their lives in the crash. Rest in peace, legend." A heartbreak emoji. Leo Messi, actually in an Instagram post, pardon me, he said, quote, "I have no words. All my love for Kobe's family and friends. It was a pleasure to meet you and share good times together. You were a genius like few others." And as I mentioned, his name transcended sports. And during the 12 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk about specifically to what lengths did the impact of Kobe Bryant impact the world. And I tell you, even this week, with Super Bowl week that is currently, I will say that I was talking to my brother last night, and I mentioned a poignant point to him, and it's a point that I really feel very strongly in talking about in regards to Kobe in sports. And the one thing that I said, you know, this week, normally, under normal circumstances, I am fired up. So many of us is focused on, oh, wow, dude, the Super Bowl is coming up. The Super Bowl is this Sunday. Super Bowl 54 is coming up. Man, I am fired up. This is Super Bowl week, man. I'm all focused on the Super Bowl coverage and stuff like that. You know, previewing the games and so forth. But with the untimely death of Kobe Bryant and its sheer impact right now, I feel like in some ways, more than one, it's kind of taking a back seat. And I tell you, as a sports talk radio host and broadcaster, that I'm not really so sure how to begin, how to even begin at some point. It will not be today. Integrating some Super Bowl talk and whatnot. I'm sure that I will. Maybe later in the week. Just maybe. But however, I do know, and I told him the point that I made to him that was poignant was sports has a way to unite people, to distract people. And with all the grief and the grieving and the sadness surrounding Kobe's death, the Super Bowl could not be coming at a more perfect time. It will be the Sunday night. I hope that the NFL does something to pay tribute to Kobe Bryant. I sincerely hope that. And maybe I'm the first. Maybe I'm not the first person to say this or put this out there. But I sincerely hope that the NFL does something to pay tribute to Kobe Bryant before the game. As the sheer magnitude of his death has certainly rocked the world, and not only just the sports world. As ABC World News Now has perfectly said it in their report that I'm going to play for you right here in just a moment.
As Miami gets ready for one of the biggest sporting events in the world at Super Bowl opening night, the NFL pays tribute to one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us in a moment of silence. Kobe was an extraordinary athlete who thrilled and entertained sports fans around the world for a generation.
Football's biggest stars honoring Kobe Bryant ahead of Super Bowl 54. The Chiefs' Travis Kelce.
You can't say enough about who he was and his impact.
QB Patrick Mahomes.
How he puts everything in perspective of being great on and off the field with his kids and his business ventures, and then obviously his play. And I mean, it's a tragic thing. Prayers to his family. But he made a huge impact in my life for sure.
And defensive end Frank Clark.
You know, growing up in Los Angeles, inner city, South Central, you know, you don't got a lot to lean on. You don't got a lot to look forward to. It's games, you know, and that's really it. Games and drugs. And one thing, one person, if anything, I look to, you know, for inspiration and for all my strength growing up, you know, when I was going through the things I was going through, was Kobe Bryant.
And the 49ers, Richard Sherman.
He gave me a ton of inspiration. I'm sure he inspired millions and millions and trillions of other kids. You know, there's no limit to the impact he's had on my city and on cities around the world.
Other athletes from around the world remembering the Black Mamba outside of Super Bowl opening night. Back on the basketball court, the women's team at UConn offering a moment of silence for Kobe and his daughter Gigi, whom he called Mambacita. Gigi had plans to play there, UConn memorializing her with this jersey, saying she's forever a Husky. And tennis stars also celebrating Kobe's legacy. Nick Kyrgios wearing the number 8 Lakers jersey at the Australian Open. Coco Gauff paying tribute with her Mamba mentality shoes there too. Andy Roddick saying, "I've admired Kobe from afar for so long. Love harder, be better, never punt on a day. Kobe didn't." And Novak Djokovic saying, "Kobe was a great mentor and friend to me." And this morning, two of those closest to Kobe breaking their silence. Shaq speaking out on his podcast.
"Not sleeping, not eating, not really functioning. And it just hurts. And it's just, you know, hard to believe."
And LeBron James sharing this heartbreaking post on Instagram. "Sitting here trying to write something for this post, but every time I try, I begin crying again. Just thinking about you, niece Gigi, and the friendship, bond, and brotherhood we had. I promise you I'll continue your legacy. Until we meet again, my brother." And while LeBron and the rest of the sports world continue to mourn the loss of a legend, many online have been sharing this piece of art showing Kobe and his daughter Gianna looking up at a basketball hoop in heaven.
It is so beautiful. Looking at that image just brings tears to your eyes.
It really does.
With his hand over her shoulder there.
I think that was one of the most beautiful things, like the bond he had with his daughters.
Right.
And all of the images of him and seeing her with him so happy, that like really breaks the heart.
And that quote, he said he loves being a dad and he loves being a girl dad, a father to his daughters. And you can see there in that art and just, you know,
I've been thinking about the youngest one for some time now and the stories the family and friends will tell, the videos that they have that will help that young one hopefully as well. And so tragic, but well, thank you. We appreciate it.
That was ABC World News. Report. I saw the photo, and it's basically a depiction of him, of Kobe, with his arms around his daughter Gianna, depicting them standing on the basketball court in heaven. And it's truly just unbelievable. And it I hope you've, the number one thing that I've hoped that you've taken from these last few clips that I have played, that is, and that is like just his, the sheer power of his reach. And there is no question in my mind, the people that he impacted the most were the people of this generation, this current generation, and none better than Nick Nurse, who's the head coach of the defending NBA champion Toronto Raptors. He was on the Tim and Sid program on Sportsnet and Sportsnet 590 The Fan in Toronto in Canada, in which that he talked about the idea as to how are they going to pay tribute to Kobe Bryant. And this is a fascinating listen. So here we go. This is Nick Nurse, head coach of the NBA champion Toronto Raptors, on Tim and Sid of Sportsnet and Sportsnet 590 The Fan in Toronto. Here it is.
A lot of our viewers are writing in right now, and a lot of them are asking us how you came up with the idea for the 24-second violations to honor Kobe. How did that idea manifest itself?
Well, we were about 10 minutes away from tip, and Alex McKechnie, who's our head of sports science and vice president for the Raptors, is back in my office there in the locker room with me. And he spent a lot of time with Kobe. You know, he worked for the Lakers for a lot of years. And I was just kind of saying out loud, we got to do something. Got out on the floor, talked to the refs, talked to Kyle, Fred, Pop, and just said, you know, I think we're going to hold the ball. And Pop said, yep, we'll hold the ball. And we just decided to do it. I just thought we had to do something. 24 seconds, you know, we wore 24 and just to honor the guy, you know.
That was one of the most amazing moments that I've ever seen on an NBA court, and probably the most powerful that I've ever seen. The idea that Nick Nurse, he explained on Tim and Sid, was just, I don't know if saying perfect would even describe it, but it was truly the most befitting. Both teams, the Raptors and the Spurs, they played on Sunday. And literally moments after the news had broke that Kobe had passed away, in a helicopter crash, both teams decided that they were gonna dribble, hold the ball, and and perhaps let the clock run out to pay tribute. And then other teams started following. There is a team, in fact, they did this in the college ranks as well. As a matter of fact, Team USA took on UConn, and they did the very same thing as well. And it was a touching moment to honor a man whose impact was beyond words. Here it is.
The honors aren't done yet. Tip into the backcourt. This will be an 8-second violation in honor of the number 8. Kobe's number when he won 2 gold medals for Team USA at the Olympics. Now it's UConn's turn. And it'll be a 24-second violation in honor of number 24.
That was Team USA, and as you heard, that was Team USA taking the 8-second violation, and that was for in honor of when Kobe Bryant won his 2 gold medals for Team USA, and then UConn taking the 24-second violation in tribute to when he wore number 24 in the second half of his career. And there are so many things that so many memories in which people have and in which they carry, that it really is powerful to think about. And when we return, there is a memory in which Mike Tirico points out, and I never noticed it, especially when it first took place. But when he brought it up, I thought it was amazing. But that actually was followed by a correction, or rather even an explanation by the person who was involved in this particular moment. So stay tuned for that, plus more. Your phone calls, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Hour number 3 of the show coming up. This is the Shukri Wright Show, and this is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hour number 3 of the radio program coming up. This is the Kobe Bryant Tribute Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Fly forward. the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday. And I